This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, delighted to be speaking with nationally known photographer Andrew Grant, the fourth and final edition of his series of coffee table books, Rover, is in process, and you have a chance to get your best friend featured. There is a casting call at the Peaks, a big party, on Wednesday, January 22nd from 3 to 6. Come with your furry friends. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So when you launched the Rover series, did you have a clue about book publishing or how the project would evolve?
No, not at all. I've always done commercial photography, and I had no idea how to publish a book, but I knew it was something I wanted to do. I knew it would be a great way to raise money and bring awareness to rescues.
So, speaking of rescue, thanks for the transition to my next question. Could you define the mission of Rover?
That's we have a lot of missions, but the primary goal is to make people aware of the fact that millions of cats and dogs enter rescues every year in the U.S., and only a small percentage of them are adopted, and the fate of the rest is obviously rather heartbreaking. So our primary goal is to reduce the rescue population, and we do that in a variety of ways. First and foremost, we raise money for organizations which have comprehensive spaying and neutering programs in place, and by raising money for those organizations that enables them to expand those programs, which often includes free spaying and neutering services in their community. Beyond that, most of the dogs that are in Rover once lived in a rescue or a shelter. So I think that the book does a wonderful job of illustrating the fact that folks can adopt healthy, smart, loving, beautiful pets at rescues. And hopefully the book inspires people to bring a shelter pet into their home.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you. I know when you and Amanda travel around the country, you choose beneficiaries. In the Telluride region, you've chosen Second Chance. Could you describe the vetting process? What are the criteria?
Well, like I mentioned, our primary focus is supporting organizations that support spaying and neutering, because no matter how great their marketing and the volunteers and everything else, we're all spinning our wheels unless we get a handle on that. So that's our first priority. So we go in and we'll select one. We'll visit several rescues in larger communities, and we'll always select one to support, because that gives the rescue an extraordinary opportunity to reach out to the community and offer them something really, really unique. And I think the thing that we're most proud of is Rover can be utilized as a vehicle to attract new donors to rescues. So folks that may not know nothing about the great work that the rescue does in the community can learn about them through the Rover program. And that's really exciting to us.
Wonderful. Thank you. Is it true that you and Amanda are now homeless in support of homeless pets? And why is that?
Well, that is true. Technically, we are homeless. We've been living on the road for this project for the last year. I'm from San Diego. Amanda's from L.A. This is the fifth year of a one-year project for me. And in order to support rescues all over the country, I thought best that we just pack everything up, put everything in storage, and stay on the road continually. And through this work, we'll raise well over $1 million for rescues in about 25 different communities across the country.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. For this Peaks event, what mm-hmm. is the best possible outcome?
Well, as we visit all these rescues across the country, the one thing that we've learned is more than anything, they need money. So we hope to raise some money during the event, and the Peaks has generously offered to donate proceeds from food and beverage to Second Chance. And we're hoping that some of the folks that attend the event will decide to secure a spread in the book by making a $5,000 donation. And what I mean by that is the way we raise money is if somebody wants to have their dog photographed by me and featured in the book, they make a $5,000 donation to one of the 25 rescues we support nationally. Now, at this event, we're allowing everybody to bring in their dogs, and we're going to select one dog in Telluride, a dog with a lot of character or perhaps a very compelling story that we can photograph and include in the book at no charge. So it's a really exciting opportunity for everybody, you know, to have their dog honored in or over.
Wonderful answer. I thank you for your time.
Sure.
Once again, this is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Andrew Grant. The event at the Peaks is a casting call, an opportunity for your dog to be part of the last Rover book, coffee table book. And the event is in support of Second Chance Humane Society. Be there on January 22nd, 3 to 6, with your best friend. Andrew, thanks once again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.